So, last night I was watching a movie. I think most of you may heard of it, The Greatest Showman. I haven't seen it before, but for some reason during the day, it just came to me. You have to see that. It was this inner whisper. You had to see that tonight. And I did, and as many times I am surprised about how many films or movies I have not been seeing for some reason, and they really just get to me at the right moment when I see them, and how they speak to me, and how it's, I think so many of the movies are a reflection of the world today, and our feelings and our relationship with each other and our own inner world and the outer world. So, but I don't know. I just was blown away over the, and this is a real story. It's based on a real man and his life. And of course, all the music, and I love music, music with good text and beautiful melodies and everything. So it captured me in some way into the film. And I think it represents so much, also in my world, because I am sitting here with this humble, deep gratitude, and I'm all, I don't know, it's, I get tears in my eyes because, oh my God, there are so many beautiful people out there. And I think in these times, when so many people are filled with fear and confusion and loss, lost loved ones, or loved ones being sick, and they are afraid of them being sicker or to die, and the uncertainty in the world. Of course, this is all the time, but I think it's become so, since it's so in the media and it's so common now for every country. It's kind of this reunion or this unity in a different way than maybe before. It's so official, kind of. So to see what is rising, all this love and all these beautiful people coming out of their shadows, out of their nests and caves, and they're kind of building confidence in this time, because I think all of us that are working, maybe, I don't know, with nature in some kind of way, or healing or light work, also all the light workers out there, and the shamans and shamanic practitioners, and the witches and the word kenners and the healers, and the earth keepers and the wisdom keepers and the medicine women and the medicine men. I feel that there is this beautiful rising of this consciousness of Mother Earth and her inner, true, sincere, authentic wisdom coming out of the caves like the bats, birthing a new reality, a new insight, taking everything that has been in the dark, in the shadows, into the light, and how much medicine and transformation and new beginning there is in this, because the internet and my mailbox is flowing over of beautiful people, raw and real people that are offering for free, most of the time, or to a special price, or you can donate only, or there is different range of how you can pay. It depends on if you lost your job or if you don't have a job, and like the Hippocrates model that you pay if you have much money and you pay less if you have less money. So suddenly all these people that has been mocked and been kind of seen as less worthy, being laughed off for so long, even in different lifetimes and still today, people are being arrested for healing and their opinions and talking about the natural world and how the body can heal itself and how the spirit medicine can help you and how the herbs can help you and how connecting with Mother Earth and the stars and the planets or flower essences or and everything there, shamanism, different techniques. And people have been burned, like the witches, and really put out there to be just put down by the world, even if all these people are people coming from the heart or the cave from Mother Earth, wanting to spread her wisdom and her teachings and her help us rewild and relearn our birthright of how to live in balance with each other and our own bodies and with the earth and nature and all the creatures out there, how we, none of us is better, how none of us is higher, and every civilization building on that, there's only one truth, there is only one leader, there's only one person who can speak for all and tell everybody what to do, they fall apart. And then you build a new civilization, and the same happen only with a new truth instead of kind of using everybody's medicine, everybody's wisdom, everybody's insight and travel and baggage and history and build this beautiful planet with the animals and the trees and the stone people and the humankind and everybody is valuable and everybody has something to offer to this beautiful world. And it becomes less beautiful when we kind of take a step up and look down on other creation or separate ourselves and we feel lonely and we feel isolated and we feel not good enough or we feel better than and we want to take our truth and put it into somebody else with force. So I think there's so much rebirthing happening, transformation, awakening. And every time I say this, I'm just crying because there is really so many good-hearted people out there who really have been doing the inner work, come to peace with themselves and the world as it is, with life and death and sickness and health and that we don't have control and that we are really strong, but really, really weak as well. And come to terms with this is all of life. This is all of creation. And how we forget where we're from. Yes, we're from the stars and we can do unbelievable things. And also we are from the earth. We have an earthborn body from Mother Earth that will return to her. And as long as we are here, we are visitors and we should respect the rules of Mother Earth or her balance. Or it will tear us apart. We will not survive as a human species. So I think I just have to say thank you to my God, all people out there offering their work for free, even though I don't think they should, because so many people do so much crap work out there, bad things, and earn a lot of money doing fake stuff and just wanting to grow themselves and lift themselves. And people have no doubt giving them all the money in the world. And then there is people just really have worked with themselves, transformed, have peace with who they are, why we are here, what they have to offer. They believe in something bigger, that they don't own the only truth, that there is much truth out there that is real. And now they're offering for free meditations and healing sessions. And if you are scared or in shock or traumatized or in anxiety, you can call them. You can have Zoom meetings. There are beautiful ceremonies. There are prayer meetings. And this comes from all, I'm not just talking, from so many people, from so many backgrounds, so many countries. And everybody has really got into this deep, intense medicine that they feel called to inside themselves. And it's like when everybody is sitting home And the pace in the world is going down. You know, the pulse of Mother Earth is about, yeah, it has been raised a little bit in the latest years, but among 12, 14 hertz. And we operate on a much higher frequency than that because we have so much mental energy and we run around, we work, we stress, and suddenly everything collapses back to Mother Earth and she's underneath there taking care of us. Suddenly we're back on her again. We are not going to the moon. We are going home. We are going down and really to rest, to integrate, to ground, to reflect. And I saw on Instagram, there was something going viral. I can't remember her name. I'm so sorry for that. I should try to look it up. But she said something like, I feel like I have been put into my room to really be ashamed and think about what I have been doing with my life and how I have treated maybe others and the earth. And of course, we shouldn't dig ourselves down with guilt, but I think also guilt to come to understanding with that and take in sometimes a lot of people that really shouldn't be guilty take in the guilt, and the ones that should have had some sense of guilt doesn't feel it at all. So of course you have to find the balance there, but I think it's healthy to really reflect on what we're doing to each other and the earth and how we can do, everybody can do something, and this is really the time to do that healing and grounding and integration work when maybe you can't go to work or you lost your job or you have to reorientate yourself in some kind of way. So I really have to say thank you to all the light workers and shamans and shamanic practitioners and healers and coaches and earth keepers and medicine keepers and workers and witches and everybody doing sacred healing work for free or to a reduced price. And not just that, also the ones getting decent paid, because it's so important work that you are doing. I'm so proud of everyone. I can't express, because there's so much light energy. As I said, everything you get into your mailbox, it's so filled with hope and power, and the willingness to help and to stand in your own power and your own medicine and see and have empathy for the people suffering in this and really are stuck in the anxiety and the fear and the isolation and the loneliness, and being there for them at the same time, not being absorbed by it, all the darkness and fear and everything, everybody who's also pushing or selling that. So stand in your power center and your humble center and just radiate love and harmony and balance and who you are, and everything we really can change. And I think this is kind of this back to the start here with the greatest showman, this story about this little guy, this little boy, being mocked, being poor, helping his father with work and just being some kind of low life. People don't like them. They're poor and they're different and serving the people with more money start having this dream of becoming something, surviving as his father dies at early age and suddenly he's around in the streets and he connect with different people that are like him, poor and different and not accepted by society. And it's also have this deep love for this girl, which is not, of course, in his league, if that's something that even exists. People have, of course, done that, made that rule. And he really loves her and wants to be her husband and fight for her and give her the life she is used to. But she doesn't want that. She wants him just the way he is. That's the magic of him. He has this amazing gift to transform hurt and sorrow and pain into magic, hope and dreams And he just transformed them and he get this girl, and they get some two beautiful daughters, and how they with so little money that they really have, and the situation where they are living and everything, and what happens to him. He can find something that makes everyday magic in all the tragic. So but coming from that, the poorness, the feeling like an outcast, wanting to transform that for his children and his wife, and they really find this magical world inside themselves, and together they create this paradise. And then, of course, he has little money, and something happens that needs him to make a new living. And then he gets this idea of gather all the original people with different disabilities or that are different, or just original people, a beautiful crew of people with, oh, they're so beautiful. They have, I don't know, instead of being the masses where everybody looks like, think the like, speak the same, think the same, these become family. They accept each other because they know how it is to be poor or struggle or have something that differs them from the crowd. They know how it is to be seen as lowlife and outcast. And suddenly they come together and they create this magical, strong bond. And they entertain people. People come there. Of course, somebody comes there to laugh at them. But it seems like over time they build some kind of, people come there to feel joy, to really come in there and be lifted and feel joy, and this unity of these people radiate into to the people come to watch them. So I think that's so beautiful that they can come out of the shadow and just shine like the stars everybody of them are. It's like one star in the sky is beautiful, but you know you can create all these beautiful pictures in the sky with the stars, and then you need more than one star to create this beautiful picture that can symbolize something or heal something or spread some wisdom of something. So they really take care of each other. But it's like life, this also kind of reflect how on along the road, how we lose connection with where we're from and what build us and where we got the power and the love to continue and get out of the darkness into the light, out of our caves, into the daylight and being accepted. And once we being accepted, we kind of many lose their roots and the fame comes in and the money comes in and you want to build new relationships and suddenly this man is kind of leaving. He's floating away from his family and his daughters, everything that he dreamt of, and his theater or circus, which he built with all these beautiful original people. And being kind of seduced by this beautiful nightingale singer, which take him into the world. And suddenly he is accepted and he has this triumph that he made it. He became something. And everybody wants to come and see her, and this is serious, and it's not something people come to laugh at. And suddenly he is important, and I think this beautiful song, I Rewrite the Stars with Zendaya and Zac Efron. I think this is just pure art. If you haven't seen the film or seen the song with the sequence from the film, I think you should go into and Google it and find it, because it's, to me, it's so beautiful. And of course, from the actresses and actor and actresses, they are really strong. They do this themselves. I think they sing themselves and they do the scene themselves. And it's really so physical, hard and but it's not that. I think it's, of course, the chemistry between them, but it's the song with the text. And of course, this is between a man and a woman, but I don't just see it as a kind of love story or a meeting between a man and a woman. I kind of see it like a struggle between, like the film also, the rest of the film, between the brain and the heart. The true things, the true feelings, what you wish for, what you want in life, the beauty that you carry in your heart, the childlike dreams you have, and what is true for you. And then you have this brain that lures you away, that comes with all these fears for not being accepted or good enough, or what if my parents don't like him or her, or what if I'm not being accepted by a society, what if I'm not good enough. And then you have, when you see this scene, Rewrite the Stars, when they, I don't know, they fly in the air and they jump down and they bump into each other, and it's kind of just this fight between the brain and the heart, and what if things were different, if you were from a different background, or if I was from a different background, or in between these walls, everything is kind of safe and feel right and like it should be, and everything feels grounded and really sacred. And the minute they leave the building, it's kind of shame, and you can't stand for what your heart is whispering to you, or your soul, what your soul is singing. And when they go into the air with this trapeze, this fight also between, I don't know, it's just so beautiful. It's so magical. It's like they can fly, and at the same time, they just bump into the air and ground themselves. And then you see the hurt and the pain, and then you also see the love, and you see this pulling and taking and giving and receiving. And it's just kind of magic. It's like a firework of, yeah, of course, performance, and they're just so into what they're doing, and it kind of blew me away. I just was sucked right into the scene, and I could feel it in my heart, because I think it's feelings that everybody during their life go through, this being good enough, is this love real? And again, not just between a man and a woman, also between, am I good enough as a mother or a father, or as a brother or a daughter, or a coworker, or in every situation in life, am I a good enough friend? Is this right? Can I show myself with these people? What if I say this, what I really mean? Is this good enough? Will I be accepted? I think this it's kind of this inner struggle so many people have with themselves. So I think, if you haven't seen the film or anything else, just see this scene and just let yourself be sucked into it, and just feel it. Because I think it's so healing. It's beautiful artwork, and it's beautiful people. And the song, of course, also is beautiful, to Rewrite the Stars. Do you think you just have? I think many people are born into some destiny, a religion, or a firm that their parents own, or born into marrying somebody, or born into, somebody have some demands or some expectations of who you are and should be. And suddenly you have this song of your soul, this inner whisper that is telling you, this is not my path. This is not who I am. I have other desires and needs and wishes and dreams to be this real person that I can be, this authentic person I can be. And I think if we want the world in balance and harmony and live together in harmony, everybody must do their inner work. And as more people are working with their inner gardens, peeling away the layers and all the weeds, and not the weeds, because there's a lot of beautiful weeds growing outside that is really medicine. We call so much flowers and bushes and plants for weeds. And they are really, really healthy. But I mean, all these things that are not supporting you and who you are, and building this beautiful confidence inside of you, and building true love, and building a stable ground for you to stand on, to anchor yourself in this world, in your body, so you can go out there and be medicine to the world, and also have peace with yourself, and feel that you are following your path. And of course, your path can be cause of traumas and things you have experience in the world, you can find that you want to change your path, like rewrite the stars, that something maybe you come here to do, and for maybe 2 years or 3 years or 20 years that was okay, and then you feel another calling, that your heart is guiding you on another wonderful path with the light in your back, so you have the light with you and the love with you, so you follow that instead of your brain trying to trick you and lure you into something that will hurt the human race or the earth or make a lot of suffering and pain into this world instead of leaving footprints that are really healing for yourself. I think if you do something that really heal yourself, you also heal the earth. And if you do something to heal the earth, you also heal yourself. It's a win-win situation. So that's why I think this film represents so much going out there today with all this fight between using this as a fair-based model, going into fair and protect ourselves, and shit was going on and the world is cruel and whatever caused this is cruel and everything is just cruel and we have to protect ourselves and just, yeah, I don't know. Or we can transform it and nourish ourselves and integrate and heal and ground and come out of this stronger. You can use this if you are in isolation, totally or part-time in isolation. You can use this time to grow, to feed yourself with good stuff, good movies and books and music, as I told before, and good foods, of course. And just listen to this inner voice in yourself. See if you can hear what's coming from your mind, if it's fair and if the love coming from your heart and how they could go into this trapeze together and start getting to know each other, get to know your fear, get to know your inner dreams and your inner child and your love and your desires that you want for yourself and your loved ones and the world, and see if you dare to come out of the shadows with some new wisdom and insight and maybe a new path for you. Maybe you find that what you have been doing or thinking or feeling, not feeling, what you have been doing and thinking about for years, that is not who you are. It's just some expectations from other people, or you want to get approval. And just looking at this film and see this is my personal experience as well. When I follow my heart and dive in there and really dare to listen to this inner voice, of course, there are so much resistance from people that have thought they know you all along and have tried to define you, and suddenly you come out there and you're kind of a different person. It's not a different person, it's really who I am. So I just love to see all your beautiful soul blossom out there today in all this craziness. And I think kind of what they say, we are the ones we have been waiting for. We all are, if we go out in there and find our beautiful medicine. So only we can change the world. Back to the how beautiful it was once, or we can make it more beautiful. But I think we have to really go in and take a look at ourselves and our inner garden and what are we doing here? How can we create beautiful footprints for ourselves, our loved ones, and the people coming after us? So all this hope, all the seeds that is been spreading around these days, I'm just filled with Ave and grace and gratitude and I almost just in no just an Ave, because it's magical to see how people unfold and using this for the good and for the light and to transform this heavy situation and this massive hopelessness that I feel was some weeks ago, and to see that this is life. Be like the river, be present and flowing. We don't know what's coming, and nothing is certain. You have to be willing to evolve and to be in the ever-changing world from the natural world, not try to manipulate, but go with the flow, a low flow. So I want to read, for many years I had this beautiful little story, not mine, it's a Native American story, which just when I read it years and years ago, it just also moved into my heart, because I think it's so true. And it's the story of the hummingbird, and I love the hummingbird. It's really the reminder of our inner child and creativity and to blossom and the nectar of life, to bring out our nectars. And it's kind of it worked really good together with the bat. I'm going to talk about bat medicine some other day. Both of them are beautiful together, and they really like yin and yang. They offer so much medicine in different ways. So this is the light filled, filled with light and love and creativity and childlike magic and yeah, the nectar of life. So the story of the hummingbird, a Native American little story, very little, but very wise, as usually the Native American stories are. So one day, a terrible fire broke out in the forest. A huge woodlands was suddenly engulfed with a raging wildfire. Frightened, all the animals fled their homes and ran out of the forest. As they came to the edge of the stream, they stopped to watch the fire, and they were feeling very discouraged and powerless. They were all bemoaning the destruction of their homes. Every one of them thought there was nothing they could do about the fire, except for one little hummingbird. This particular hummingbird decided it would do something. It swooped into the stream and picked up a few drops of water and went into the forest and put them on the fire. Then it went back to the stream and did it again. And it kept going back, again and again and again. All the other animals watched in disbelief. Some tried to discourage the hummingbird with comments like, "Don't bother, it's too much. You are just too little. Your wings will burn. You break. It's too tiny. It's only a drop. You can't put out this fire." And as the animals stood around, the little bird's efforts just watching, the bird noticed how hopeless and forlorn they looked. Then one of the animals shouted out and challenged the hummingbird in a mocking voice. "What do you think you are doing?" And the hummingbird, without wasting time or losing a beat, looked back and said, "I'm doing what I can." And this is just the essence for me. Should we just sit on our back or butts and just give up? The hummingbird is really, not just in this story, but it's really a symbol of not giving up and try and try and try, like we were children and we couldn't walk and we were lying there and eager to explore the world. And every time we tried to rise up and walk, we fell down, and then we rise up again and we fell down and we tried and we were tireless. I guess most of you are walking if you're not been sick in some way that you can't walk or hurt. So we manage to rise and we manage to walk. And I think it's the same here, that we can give in to powerlessness and hopelessness. And of course, these feelings are also valid and true. So of course, we have to dive into them and feel them for some time. And then you have to give it a new shot. You have to go in there again. And what can I do? How can I transform this? I have to rest for some time. I have to feel this sorrow. I have to face this fear or this hopelessness, and they are real and raw. And then I have to get up there again. Then I have to face it, to meet it. I want to try. What can I do? What is my calling here? Do I have something to offer to my neighbor, to my daughter, to my son, to my husband, to my colleagues on the internet, or just to yourself? Maybe you have been bad at taking care of yourself and nurture yourself. So maybe this is the time for you, not giving all your energy out there, but just to nurture yourself, to heal inside out, so you don't become bitter and stressed and angry at the world and everybody around you, but to give yourself the love that maybe you have given to others. Now can be a time for that. So just listen, and it's not over before we give up. Never. It's never over before we give up. If you give up, it's over. But if you don't, and I don't mean you have to struggle and go out there and stress around, on the contrary, to not give up is also just sitting at home, breathing, sending a prayer to Mother Earth, sending a prayer to somebody who is hurting or sick, or just sending love to somebody you love. You don't even have to call them or anything. You can just send them on a frequency. You can pray to some, if you believe in a God or Mother Earth or other spirit or an angel, you can pray to them. You can do good things for yourself, as I said, to feed your soul. That is doing something in your own home. Do a meditation, do some yoga, read beautiful poems, things that really nurture you. Or you can sing, put on some crazy clothes and stand before the mirror like you maybe did when you were a child, or you maybe was too scared to do it, so now you can do it. Find the power inside and just be crazy. That is also to do something. But it's to do something good and healthy and not something that breaks things down or hurt anybody. And it doesn't send out a lot of fear and stress to the world, but it sends some gratitude and love and peace and calm to Mother Earth and people around you. And then we will be on the frequency that we need to heal the earth or to send love to the earth. The earth is healing by herself. But we came here to heal our relationship with the world and each other. So please go into your heart, into your soul, feed it, listen. Everybody has a voice inside there. Maybe the gremlins in the head have been strong for all your life or for the last years. And now it's the time to really listen to your heartbeats, the song of your soul, and just use this time to birth something. To birth something beautiful and to look up on the internet and sign up for a newsletter with beautiful people. Everybody's beautiful if they go into their beautiful souls, but people have maybe worshipped their brains for so long and been very selfish and very destructive in some ways. So check it out if you want to start deleting or unsubscribe to some channels or some newsletters that doesn't serve you or feed you with love and hope and lightness and healing, and take them away, get them out of there. It's energy and your energy, everything is energy, and start subscribing to people that really wants to change, to want to heal, to want to lift you, support you and do good stuff. So, and of course, as I said, there's a lot for free here. So it's not that you have to have a lot of money or anything. It's nice if, of course, you want to support people also with money if you can afford it. But just to get to know this kind of natural world, if you're unfamiliar to it. Sadly, that is the truth now, that many is unfamiliar to the natural world and what this has to offer. And as I said, like in this movie, it's kind of outcast to believe in nature and its healing powers and its comfort and nourishment. And even though we get all our foods from the nature, so it's really weird. So use some time and check in on Zoom and YouTube or newsletters and homepages and see the free stuff if you want, just to get a hold on what kind of people these are, because it's really beautiful souls. So again, for you that doing all this beautiful light work, I'm so proud of you. It's so much needed. And I'm just an A for everything that you are doing for free these days in all this and just giving and giving and giving. So I'm sending my love and light and some fairy dust to you and magic and really see this as an opportunity to really come together and build something beautiful in this world. And this networking of light energy that is going around the globe now is really rising. So thank you. Thank you. Continue pouring out your medicine, but also taking care of yourself at the same time. So be also in that to give when you have something to give and rest and integrate and go into your cave to rest when you need that. So thank you. Much love from my heart to your hearts.